This is Mix938.com. Real Mix. Real You.
Think.co.za or visit us in Northland's Corner on Verkopen Road.
Still coming to you live from the Gallagher Convention Centre for the Smart Procurement. Beautiful world conference. Listen, I am joined by royalty because I am a big guy. Let me just dig deep. I am a member of the family.
Wonderful.
So listen, my car load is approved. I'm speaking to the right guy. Right now joining us this afternoon is the Executive Enterprise Development from EBSA, which is the anchor sponsor for the 14th annual EBSA Enterprise Development and Supply Expo. Mr. Khalaletso Khwaele, how are you doing? Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much for your time, Theo, having me. I'm having an excellent day. This has exceeded our expectations. It's the biggest smart procurement in Durban since the pre-COVID days.
Does this mean we're wearing red suits tomorrow to represent EBSA?
Of course. The brighter the red, the better.
Yes. All right, talk to me. I mean, I went into some of your activation stalls that side. I got to see the stage. I saw all the stuff that EBSA is doing. How long did it take for you guys to prepare such things? Were you guys ready for this? Because it happened last year. You had to look into it and you said, this year we're coming in hard and then we're making like our mark. Was that the vision?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've been part of this for 14 straight years. Mm-hmm. And it is the biggest corporate marketplace for SMEs. Mm. And we believe that as much as there are other opportunities, if a ESD beneficiary or a SME can crack it into the corporates that are here, it can really launch their business to the next level. Mm. And that is exactly why we are here. And because it's got a special theme for this year. Mm. Game on.
So you took on the game.
Yes, we took on the game. And it's for us to step up. We are facing probably some of the toughest economic headwinds that we've had with the tariffs as well as, you know, other geopolitical and economic factors. So I think what's important is for us to understand the value of the supply chain and to get us as small businesses to be ready to take advantage of these opportunities.
And now that I'm sitting with you, I'm so excited. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I am opening my banking app right now to ask you a lot of questions about why is so much money not happening in my account. And so I'm joking. Let's speak about the end goal here. Mm-hmm. You guys came out, you have your branding up and stuff like that. You guys are doing an awesome activation. I went there, I said hello, and I saw all the work that they're doing there.
Thank you.
What is your goal? What are you guys hoping to achieve by the end of tomorrow? Because it's a two-day event. Surely, as a big brand like EBSA, you also want people to know your story when they leave here. What's the story that you guys are bringing here today?
Yes. The story that we're bringing is of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like I indicated, the supply chain in corporate SA is probably the biggest marketplace.
Yeah.
If you just look at the value of, let's say, entities listed on the stock exchange, you're looking at trillions of rands, and the supply chain is worth hundreds of billions of rands. So it's an important marketplace. And for our beneficiaries or the SMEs to actually get an opportunity to crack into that market is something that we treasure. And we are already seeing good traction because it's not only about the 2 days, it's about the build-up. We started the build-up in March where we were holding various SME clinics as well as regional smart procurements in Durban on a smaller scale. And now this is the one that really is the highlight of the year. We've got probably over 1,500 attendees as well as over 250 exhibitors.
It would be really unfair for me to let you go without addressing some of the customer related topics here. Looking at EBSA, I mean, I want to tell you my story because you guys believe in a lot in the story. So let me tell you my story with Absa. I opened an Absa account when I was still in university, my very first year. Listen, it charged me close to nothing.
Thanks for the business.
I'm a supportive guy. I mean, you see, I'm now a black card holder, you know, temporarily. But I want to talk about who Absa is for, because there's a lot of connotations going around where people are saying, no, well, Absa is expensive, Absa is this, Absa is that. What are some of the myths that you'd like to break as far as Absa is concerned, the customers are concerned, and the usage for Absa and businesses as well? Because there's businesses that are relying on other banks, whereas they should be coming to Absa for some really good reasons. Can you give us some of those things?
Well, firstly, we position ourselves as the bank of the entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So that means that we develop a thorough understanding of what actual entrepreneurs demand from a financial services institution like Absa. Mm. So one of the innovations we've got, and it might sound like very simple, mm-hmm. is to actually cater for the youth and women market mm-hmm. through bespoke products that were specifically designed for their lifestyle. Mm. So the one for young entrepreneurs, we call the emerging entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and the one for female entrepreneurs is called She Thrives. Now, those have got distinct features that are obviously very attractive, and a lot of value add is also embedded in those two products. Ah. So we'd like to think that we differentiate ourselves by being a true bank for the entrepreneur, especially where the focus area is to grow the economic participation of young people as well as women in the business community. The business community is by and far seen to be very patriarchal, mm-hmm. and we would like to think that as Absa, we are actually creating inclusion, not only financial inclusion.
Be in the mix on mix938.com. Real mix. Real you.